by with some exit polling results. Gordo, come in.
Craig, the ticket is projecting that Bob Barr has won as Libertarian for President of the United States.
That's a little early, Gordon.
Oh, it is?
Are we sure we want to do that?
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's based on really unsound evidence. I just saw a guy walk in there to vote, and he looked like he may support Bob Barr.
Boy, that is really unsound.
Is it Ron Barr or Bob Barr?
I think it's Ron Barr.
No.
So is it packed?
I think his brother's Bob Barr. Or maybe that was the old host of Price is Right.
Bob Barker.
All right. No, it hasn't been too packed, and that surprises me. Maybe there was a lot of early voting done. But this looks like about maybe a little bit more than the usual turnout for an election. I'll see if I can talk to this woman who's heading in over here.
Do you remember what it looked like 4 years ago when you were over there?
Yeah, the building's same shape it was then. They haven't really done any renovations on it.
I'm out of people.
Oh. No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, well, here's a young hot kind of walking up. All right. Maybe talk to her a little bit.
I'm sure these women are fired up with the...
How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith of The Ticket. You ever heard of the sports radio station, The Ticket?
No.
Sorry. Whoops. Oh. All right, well, anyway, I'm with a legitimate news organization, and we're doing some exit polling here, but I know you're about to enter in there. Have you already made up your mind?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing an informal survey as to what people are going to vote for. You voting for Parkland?
Yes.
Why are you so for Parkland?
I don't know. Actually, I work for an architecture firm, HKS, and they support it, so I'm backing it.
So your company tells you who to vote for?
I know nothing about it, but I know
station.
That we have a partnership with Parkland.
All right, and biographical data, how old are you?
26.
Married?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, that hurts me personally. Has nothing to do with your vote here. But how long have you been married?
How many days? 10?
Oh, really? You're a newlywed.
Yeah. Thanks for the congratulations.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. So I'm assuming that you guys have, you know.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
All right, who are you going to vote for when you go in here?
Obama.
Now, why do you support Obama? Is he for... marital sex rights or something?
What? Because I'm against McCain.
Why are you against McCain?
He's just too hardcore for me. Anti-military a little bit. Anti-war. I'm ready for change.
McCain is anti-military, anti-war?
No, I am. He's for all this.
Boy, she's anti-military? How can you be anti-military?
So you hate our military. Why do you hate our military?
I don't hate our military.
You're anti-military. That usually means against.
Yet. I'm not ready for this. No, actually, my husband is in the service. So I'm not anti-military. I'm anti-war. I don't want him to go back to Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And who does your husband support?
McCain.
But the guy who's in the military is supporting McCain. Why are you voting against your military husband?
It's a good question. We're fundamental opposites, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I guess opposites attract?
Sure. He's conservative, and I'm very liberal.
And that's got to make for passionate lovemaking.
Exactly.
Oh, you're leaving. Okay.
Ask her for a kiss.
All right. No, I'm not going to ask her for a kiss.
Oh. Oh, that was stupid.
Her husband is enjoying a nice set of hips.
All right.
That's very attractive. It's very attractive.
Who said that was stupid?
What was stupid?
It was a drop.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So is that enough to project Obama as the winner? Are we ready to do that now?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
McCain's got a long way to go.
Barack Obama is...
Take two. Let's take two. Do it again.
Barack Obama is now president. The end.
That's not really the way they do it.
Is there some lag time or something?
President.
Huh.
Well, you know, they just like this.
Piece of hot coming through here.
Talk to her. Hurry up. Talk to her.
I can't get over here quick enough. Let me see if I can talk to her.
Are you on wireless or do you have like a big...
How are you guys doing? Gordon Keith of The Ticket. You ever heard of The Ticket, the sports radio station?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. We're doing some... who are you voting for, ma'am? I notice you're in a hurry. You can announce it. It's okay.
McCain.
Oh, McCain. I interviewed you last year here at this location?
At this very location.
Oh, good, good. And who'd you vote for last time?
Well, let's see. That was the primary, I believe.
And who'd you vote for in the primary?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
That didn't work out for you. So who are you cursing this time?
Well, I was voting for Senator McCain when I voted for Hillary Clinton.
What do you mean?
You
lied to me?
Obama. No, I voted for Hillary in the primary.
Oh, was you did? Oh, I see. You were part of Operation Chaos, Russia's deal.
I see. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you're going to go in here and vote for McCain, correct?
I am, yes.
Okay, and you're voting for McCain as well, ma'am? Is that your wife?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So I'm second wife?
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds of me.
Third wife? You're doing very well for three. She's holding up three.
Whoa.
Well, you're doing very well for yourself, sir. Oh, yeah, that's her first husband and his third wife.
Wow.
He's probably about 70 years older than she is.
Well,
McCain people doing well in the kitty cat department.
I hate to interrupt you, but we have a new projection.
Yes, we do.
Based on these latest results.
John McCain is now president.
He has now doubled the votes here in the state of Texas of Barack Obama.
This is amazing. Okay, now we get some exit polling. We had some people coming out of the voting location here, and they are anxious and eager to talk to me.
Poll them hard.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you're right. It is Gordon Keith. Hey,
he didn't say that.
Who did you vote for in there?
President?
Yeah, for president.
Barack Obama.
Okay, so that makes it even in the state of Texas. Two votes for McCain, two votes for Barack Obama. What about Lupe Valdez? Did you go lesbo on that vote?
What is this for?
It's for the ticket, the official sports radio station of the election.
I'll decline to comment.
Okay, so you don't want to say whether you voted for Sheriff Lupe Valdez. What about Manny Cruzat? You have no idea who you voted for and anybody outside of president, do you?
Pretty much.
Okay, there you go. Did you go straight ticket?
I did not. I didn't vote a lot of the time.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations, sir. You've done your civic duty. Make sure you eat a cookie and you don't do any strenuous work.
No, that's for donating blood.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
So, man, now we are in a draw here in the state of Texas.
You know what? We here at Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Co-presidents right now.
See, this election is too close to call. That's what you have to say.
Right,
you don't declare co-presidents.
Oh.
It's too close to call.
Oh, okay.
Take it.
thank you, Sarah. All right, boy. I'm hereby reporting.
What?
That this voter turnout is excessively low.
Why did you go so Middle Ages on us?
I don't know. It's like I was making a decree or something in the middle of the town square. I don't know what I was doing there. I'm not that strong of a reporter. All right. No, nobody's heading in right now.
Okay.
There are some people who are standing over here. I think they're advocates one way or another for some cause. I'll talk to them and find out what they're advocating.
Oh, yeah. Are there people trying to influence the voters?
Now, who are you guys trying to influence people in favor of?
The Democratic Party is where the bond vote for Parkland.
What's that now? Could you repeat all of that?
Okay. We're endorsing the Democratic Party and the vote for Parkland.
You're endorsing the Democratic Party, but you are not part of the Democratic Party?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The Democratic Party is endorsing itself?
Yes. I'm working for the Democratic Party.
Okay. And you're endorsing the Democratic Party here today?
Yes.
Okay. And you're voting for Parkland?
Yes, I'm voting for Parkland.
And who is running against Parkland?
There's no opposition at the present.
Well, then it's going to pass. Why do you have to advocate it if there's no opposition?
It's proper protocol.
Okay. All right, fair enough. And what is the Parkland deal? Are we going to get a new Parkland, or are they finally going to close it down to people without insurance? Because I'll vote for that.
Okay. It's to get a new facility to equate with 862 beds and to get updated technical machines and things like that.
What about a kick-ass gym? Are they going to put that in it?
Not that I know of. The president could be implemented later.
Home theater.
Yeah, cool media room, something like that.
Well, the most important thing is to get the beds and equipment.
Is that really the most important thing? I mean, maybe throw some mixers for the singles that live there?
I don't think so. We're trying to take care of the inpatients as well as the outpatients.
All right, now, have you already voted for president?
Yes, I have.
And are you part of this precinct or a different precinct?
A different precinct.
And who did you vote for president?
Straight Democratic ticket.
Okay. What the heck is she thinking about?
So who? You have to forgive me. I'm not exactly sure who's running as a Democrat for president.
Okay.
Is that Hillary?
No, it's Barack Obama.
Barack Obama? Isn't he that radical Muslim socialist from Hawaii?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a myth.
Not from Hawaii?
Yes, he could be from Hawaii, but I think the socialist part is a myth.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So Barack Obama. So what does that bring our total to, guys?
We have a new update.
New projection.
Parkland is now president.
We here at CBS News now project Barack Obama to be the winner, 3-2.
Wow. He's opening up a commanding lead.
All right, very good work down there, Gordo, and we'll do
Thank you again
here in the corner.
Gordon Keith signing off from outside of Election Central, the ticket.
Thank you, Gordon. 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. We'll check back in with Gordo here in just a few minutes.